103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
One of 3.2 Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show with Brian Green, Peter Donegan and Katrina Redmond. You can reach us at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, sodshow.com for the blog, and you can email us info@sodshow.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and if you want to feature on the programme, do get in touch with your news items and all that sort of stuff. On today's programme, we're talking with Glenisk about natural organic yogurts. That's all coming up in a few moments' time. But first, hello and good afternoon, and thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and for garden. Check them out at greensacks.ie on the internet. Check them out in the supermarket where you can drop greensacks into your shopping trolley. Also want to tell you, remember last week's interview and we spoke with the people behind the World Flower Show? Well, it's on this weekend in the RDS, the 18th to the 22nd of June, and you can get online and check out where the times and tickets are, wafaireland.com. It is the first time the World Flower Show has ever come to Ireland. It's going to be, and it is enormous down there, so you've got to go down and check it out. wafaireland.com, and then get over to the Royal Dublin Society in Balls Bridge, Dublin 4. Now, this week on The Sod Show, we are talking yogurt, we're talking organic, we're talking Glenisk.
I'm Emma Walls, I'm the Marketing Director of Glenisk.
Emma, Glenisk, for those outside of Ireland who maybe have not been to a fine superstore in a while, what is it that you, I suppose, do for a living? What is the product?
Glenisk is a family business from Killy, County Offaly, and we make yogurt and milks and creme fraiche and cream. So it's an organic dairy family business from County Offaly in Ireland.
Are you part of that family?
I'm not part of the family. Adopted, perhaps, but no, I'm a bit of a blow-in. I've been around for the last 5 or 6 years, but Glenisk has been going for over a quarter of a century. So it's the Cleary family from County Offaly.
How does this start? I've got a picture in my head. It's Offaly. It's kind of rural countryside. It's a mom in her kitchen. She's using two bats to make butter, making yogurt, a couple of hens running around outside, and a couple of wailing kids. I'm one of eight. I would have been one of those wailing kids. All of a sudden, 25 years later, you're talking to me on the radio show. Obviously not you 25 years later. You're much younger looking than I am. You're most welcome. It develops into a, what I call it, an international brand. Can you join the dots in between? Am I far off the mark?
You're pretty close, Peter. About 25 years ago, Jack Cleary, who's the founder of the business, and his wife, Mary, were dairy farmers from County Offaly. They wanted to add value to the business. They had a number of kids. I'm not sure about Wailing, but they have 14 children. So they were thinking about the future and businesses for the future. It was the 1980s. Things were tough out there. So they went into milk processing. They started a dairy and started Tullamore Dairies. Subsequent to that, in 1987, they started to produce yogurt at home in the family kitchen. And that became what is now an international brand, Glenisk. And along the way, the second generations of Clearys have taken over the business. And they had a really strong vision, not only of good food, but actually of environmentally sound food and food produced in a way that's really compatible with nature. So they switched to organic production in the mid-1990s, long before anybody else was doing it or even before people understood that there was a market for it. So there's a real vision driving the business as well as a sort of a commercial imperative.
Okay, two things. I would have been a wailing kid. I apologise to the entire of the Cleary family. I've since calmed down, but not entirely grown up. To the more serious matters, organic. Can you explain to me what it is? And also, because organic, in short, once you go kind of large scale, people maybe might believe that that kind of goes out the window or suffers a little bit.
Well, organic is a really interesting concept. It's a very regulated system of food production. It's a very meaningful term. So if you put organic on a label, it means something. It's not like saying it's natural or it's Irish. It's not something that can be misconstrued. So it's food that's produced without the use of artificial pesticides, any synthetic chemicals, anything like that. it's also not new. Organic is how we all used to eat for hundreds of years. And actually, food produced using pesticides or genetically modified ingredients is relatively new. That's new in the last 70 years or so. So really, organic is going back to a purer way of producing food. And in a way, literally, that nature intended. Nature has a better way to regulate pests and for food production to happen. So really, it's a throwback to a simpler time. In terms of scaling up, there are challenges with it. One of the biggest challenges that faces Gleniske at the moment is sourcing sufficient organic milk on this island to produce the products that we want to produce. So we're on a big drive to encourage farmers to convert. And they do that for two reasons. One, of course, as a farmer, they have a commercial need to make money, so we pay them a premium for their milk. But also there are huge environmental benefits, and they're absolutely proven in terms of biodiversity, in terms of keeping water clean and our entire ecosystem. So it can be scaled up. We're doing a good job of it, and we'd like to see it scaled up more. We have a real vision for Ireland, actually, that there is the potential there for it to be an entirely organic island. We're a long way off achieving that, but I think it's a really good vision to aspire to.
We had Origin Green on the show last year around about June, July. If you get a chance, put Origin Green into Sideshow, search it, Google it, do whatever you got to do. I'll stick it in the show links for this show is what I'll do. Board Beat Initiative, and take a listen to that, and you'll probably hear a similar kind of a ethos kind of shining through, and it's a wonderful thing. I'm travelling back to 25 years again, and I know in the, well, I'm also not, but the Simpsons thing where Bart and Lisa are selling lemonade outside the front of the house, and it's 10 cent in American dollars. That's the picture I have of the Gleniske farm yogurt thing business starting off. What is it now? How has Offaly changed? What's the farm? What's the business looking like? If I was to travel down and go, I want to meet the Cleary family.
Well, I hope you do travel down. We'd love to have you down there, Peter. It's a bigger business now. There isn't a single farm as there was when we started out, or when the Cleary family started out. We now work with 50 farmers across the island of Ireland for both our organic cow's milk and for our goat's milk. Typically, our farms are quite small that we work with. They might have 70 cows, but they're producing a really good quality product. And so we go up and down the byways of Ireland to source that milk. When the Clearys decided to go organic in the mid-1990s, there was very few farmers producing organic milk because there was no outlet for it. So they were, those who were producing organically purely out of principle, and they were selling it into the conventional pool. And as Glenys came on board and provided an outlet for that milk, more farmers joined what we like to think of as something of a crusade. So there's a principle behind it as well as a business behind it.
When it first happened on the organic scene, when a first commercial business that I became aware of became organic commercially, pause that and I'll just take that back into my own head. Was there a few giggles? Did people turn around and go, you're joking, the new messiah, this thing will never work, it'll never take off? Was that something that maybe affected, did it affect by turning it into a positive? It obviously has.
It's interesting. I think at the time that the Clearys chose to go organic in the mid-1990s, there was probably plenty of ridicule going around, and they had to be blind and deaf to that. The joke in our business is that when Gleniske went organic, there was no supply and no demand. I mean, it really did seem like a ludicrous business idea. But our managing director, Vincent Cleary, had spent a number of years in Germany, and he'd seen this growing desire for organic food, and also the fact that Germans were looking to Ireland to supply that produce. And he felt that there was a real opportunity for a small family business, and a family business that was actually struggling at the time in the mid-1990s when this generation of Clearys took it over. So they saw the opportunity for organics, and they spent 10 years trying to establish a viable supply of organic milk. It was hugely challenging because you had to find the milk, then you had to educate customers about what the benefits of organic were, and you had to persuade retailers that there was an outlet for it, there was a need for it. So there were challenges on three fronts there, and they persevered. And I think one of the reasons that they persevered is not just that they're a very smart and entrepreneurial family, but it's because the business is driven by a bigger vision, which is that this is a cleaner, better way to produce food.
Also in my company is the wonderful Katrina Redmond.
Emma and I are not strangers. We've known one another a while. I just wanted to ask Emma to explain a little bit more about the Gleniske ethos, because I'm aware that it doesn't just extend to producing organic foods. There is a greater ethos and a return to the community. So can you explain a little bit more about that for the listeners, please?
Well, Glenisk, I think, is a work in progress from that point of view. So we're focusing very much on the needs of the community and not just the agricultural community. It's about giving something back in the place where we do business. And trying to meet the needs. So we have a pretty active charity program, and we work with the Marie Keating Foundation, for example, to support their campaigns in terms of making cancer less frightening through enlightening. And we do a number of other initiatives with local community groups, because if you want to do business in a community, then you have a responsibility to that community, and it's very important to us. So it also extends to thinking about the way food is produced outside of just organic. So it's about reducing the sugar that's in our products, making them as healthy as they possibly can be, and meeting the needs of customers and the things that are important to them.
I've got a brother-in-law, it's back to me, sorry, not in the studio. I've got a brother-in-law in Germany. Would he find Glenisk over there?
Unfortunately for your brother-in-law, he won't find it in Germany. Currently, Glenisk is available in the UK, in parts of Iberia, in Spain and Portugal, and also in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. So interestingly enough, Peter, we have big ambitions for the export market, and there's huge potential for the Glenisk brand internationally. But what I think is really interesting about the Irish yogurt market is that about 75% of the yogurt that's sold, more in fact, is imported yogurt. So despite Ireland's really strong dairy heritage, we have a situation where most people are buying foreign yogurt. And obviously we've no objections, we want to export ourselves. But I think there are better products to be found closer to home. And I suppose we like to think, if you'll pardon the sort of the hard sell, our view on it is that Irish people don't owe us their custom because we're Irish. We don't stick a flag on our pot and say buy us because we're Irish. We say buy us because we're better. So I would like to think that when somebody is buying a yogurt, whatever they're looking for, whether it's probiotic or whether it's low fat or whether it's whole milk or less sugar, Greek style, whatever it is, they will find it from Glenisk. It's organic, the price is right, and it also happens to be Irish, which I think is a great bonus.
We'll rejoin Katrina, Peter and Emma in couple of minutes time, but it's time for Song of the Week. I'm sitting here listening to the lads, and they're out in the fresh air doing all things horticultural and gardening and talking food, and it's sweltering, and I'm in the darkened, not so cool studio with all the equipment heating me up, and they've got natural and strawberry yogurts, and I don't. It's just not fair. But I do have the controls in my hand, and I can pick Song of the Week, which is absolutely amazing. In Sod Show terms, we always go for the buzzword bingo, and yeah, we've been doing some of that, and we'll be doing some more in a minute. But in musical terms, we also like to throw in a couple of puns. But today, the Song of the Week is, I've never played this artist before on the Sod Show, it's always a first, Billy Bragg, and a wonderful song for today, the day that's in it, The Milkman of Human Kindness.
Oh, man, for me, I'm out my hand. If you feel bitter, I will understand. I love you, I am the milkman of human kindness. I'll leave an extra pint.
From the 1983 album Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy, Billy Bragg, I'm the milkman of human kindness. Yes, 1983. That makes it November 1983, 30 years ago. That makes me feel old. Let's go back to Peter Donegan and Katrina Redmond talking with Emma from Glenisk.
You know, my dad, when we were growing up, used to give us 10p pocket money. This is in 1980s, folks, before you had PlayStations and somebody had to get up off the chair and press the buttons to change the channel. Yeah, yeah, and you wrapped your brother in tinfoil, stood him up and made him hold a coat hanger at a 45.7 degree angle. That's just putting it mildly accurate. So you could get the best reception for the Late Late Show. Good old Gabo. Anyhow, the point of it being that we used to go down to the shop on a Sunday. There was only one shop in the village open for about 2 hours. Spend our pocket money. We bring back the wrappers. And if the wrappers had Irish addresses on them, we got half that money back. So like a semi-quasi law of diminishing returns, except it was with financial gain until you ran out of money. It's a bit like that. So I can identify with the ethos of not spending your money travelling to a shop that's 45,000 miles away to buy a yogurt that's half price for 2p. It doesn't make sense. And my dad would probably give me a hug and be semi-proud of me if I did buy Glenisk. Employee-wise, what are we talking? How many people are employed in total?
Peter, I'm getting distracted by this insight into your childhood. It's absolutely fascinating.
You have no idea. Okay, Katrina's just mocking me. She's back to talking about my grifter and how I used to cycle up and put compost on the handlebars of my bike when I was 5. And my first hyacinth bulb cost me 17p.
This is classic sod show bingo, guys. So I hope you're ticking off your card.
Okay. Listen, I'm not going for the Rose of Tralee. Can we get back to Glenisk? God almighty, this is blessed art thou amongst women, and all of those cliches come to mind. To the employee numbers. Can we ask that?
We have 60 employees. So from a single paid employee in 1987, we now employ 60. And I suppose the point as well is that we also work with 50 family farms across the country. So we are giving something back to the community from an economic point of view. But yes, we've reached the dizzy heights of 60 employees, 60 terrific, hardworking and very dedicated employees.
That's kind of impressive in your own lifetime. Because I remember, again, like when I first went out on my own, my account was saying, no, you have to get past year one. Okay, you have to get past year three. Okay, it's year five. And then it was kind of, well, what do I do now? And he said, well, now you just have to stay in business. And it was a bit of that. So through all of the dips and troughs and all of the things, and still at 60, I'd nearly make you a medal and send it on to the family just for saying, well done. It's a nice story.
I'd like to see that medal. That would be terrific. Yeah, I think what's interesting about Glenisk and the Cleary family, they're very, very smart. They're very innovative, so they don't stand still. So it was never about saying our yogurt is an organic alternative to something else. It was how do we make it better and how do we make it different? So I think, in short, that's the short version of how the company got to 60 employees. And it's also about being resourceful. So our biggest period of growth has happened in the last 5 years since the recession hit. And I think that you have to be smart and you have to innovate. And if you produce products that customers want to buy, you will succeed. And I think there's a lot of talk about what makes Glenisk successful. And it's, you know, to paraphrase Bill Clinton, it's the taste, stupid. If you make a good product, people will support it.
In short, if you build it, they will come. There's a picture in my head of vanilla ice cream, and then in 1983, somebody put a ripple in it, and the whole country just went crazy. It reminds me of Johnny Logan doing the Eurovision, singing Hold Me Now, I think it was. I don't know. And we were allowed to stay up late, and we got a lemonade and ice cream the next day, and we were all, I don't know, mass hysterical of 18 kids floating around the place. It was crazy. Ireland went nuts, in short. What was the original flavour?
The original flavour was natural, and interestingly enough, it's still our biggest selling yogurt to this day. We actually do natural in a whole different variety of fat levels, and it's still the purest, cleanest product and one that everybody enjoys. Irish people are quite traditional in terms of taste, so after natural, strawberry is the most popular, which I don't think would surprise anyone. And vanilla, Glenisk was the first yogurt brand to put vanilla out there, and that's a great seller for us. People seem to really like the taste.
I was at Bloom of recent, and I saw one of the very lovely girls, and she was giving out smoothies. I don't have one of those machines, contraptions in my house. I thought it was very fancy, and she was putting mango into it. Is that an Irish-grown mango? How does that bit all work?
I'm not sure the mangoes are Irish, although I'm sure that's a project for someone with a good polytunnel. We source fruit from all over the world just so that we have it in season all the time, but we source as much as we possibly can from Ireland. The smoothies at Bloom were interesting because we don't sell smoothies, but we actually make them using our natural yogurt. So we're really just giving people the wherewithal to make them themselves at home.
Is there a part where I've got a daughter, I know she eats kiwis. Obviously, I don't grow them out in my back garden because that'd be just ridiculous. She also eats lettuce. She knows how to pick the flowers off chives, and she knows that she can eat them. I'm mildly afraid because I think she once confused the belladonna with a rose hip, and one should not eat either unless you're trying to pop off your husband, which, you know, that's just it's not for this show. How is that all working? Because again, we started with the natural yogurt, and then all of a sudden it's like every fruit involved in making up the rainbow is now involved in the program. The products have obviously changed as a result. If I was to walk into a supermarket and look at the shelves, how many could I see?
Wow, that's a good question. We make about 40 different products for Glenisk, so there's a huge variety there. And there are a lot of different and exotic fruits included in that. But like I say, the popular ones are the strawberry yogurts, the natural yogurts, the vanilla yogurts. They're the ones that sell in particularly large quantities. But it's very important to have the choice there for everybody who likes a bit of variety, perhaps like your daughter.
She's, likes her dad, I suppose. She's getting variety whether she likes it or not. Katrina?
I suppose, just to tell everybody, I mean, I the only yogurt that I have in my fridge is Glenisk. And the reason for that is because of the quality. And this isn't like Glenisk are fantastic sponsored or anything like that.
Glenisk are fantastic.
Yes, no, but what I'm trying to say is this isn't sponsored or anything like that. Genuinely, it's the only yogurt that I buy because it's the only yogurt that I love the flavour and the taste of. So if people are wondering what the quality of the product is, hands down, it is fantastic. And those who know me know that I live in a tight budget, so I don't compromise on what I buy. So if you are going out and you're taking a look, certainly it's worth considering to take a look and to try out the Glenisk products. So I know that we're reaching towards the end of the programme. Am I right? Yes. So the last thing I wanted to ask Emma was, what's in her fridge?
Wow. Well, there's a lot of Glenisk. I seem to avail of a good discount there. There's a lot of Glenisk, there's a lot of healthy foods, there's also plenty of rubbish as well. I'm no saint, it has to be said. I have two young children of 5 and 7, so I spend a lot of time stocking the fridge with food that I think that they should eat, so plenty of fresh food and vegetables and fish, but plenty of treats as well. I have to say, life is about balance, and I think everything in moderation, isn't that the phrase?
We touched on it earlier on, Emma, the origin green and the biodiversity and the buzzwords, and a lot of it was my sense of humour, a very bad sense of humour, I should add. How green is it, if you understand me in asking that, how green is Glenisk as a product? Not only is it organic, but again, from a commercial perspective, there's obviously a lot more than that just to be taken into consideration once you put it into a piece of packaging.
Yeah, I think it's important to say that organic is one part of being a sustainable business. It's not the only part, so it's a big deal for us. Last year, we appointed our first full-time sustainability officer, and she is very busy running around telling us how to improve things. We're very keen to use the best packaging that we can, so we're the first to have a completely PET and 100% recyclable pot. We use Forest Stewardship Council approved board. We have a very high recycling rate at the plant. We have our own wind turbine. We have reed beds and a water waste management system. So we really try to walk the walk as well as talking the talk. But again, it's a work in progress, and we're one of the first members of Origin Green, and we're planning to build on that in the years to come because sustainability is absolutely critical for our business.
Wow, a member of Origin Green. I definitely highly recommend it. You should go take a listen to that. It is a phenomenal piece of audio, if I do say so myself. It includes me, of course it is. If people want to find out more on Glenisk, where do they go? How can they find out? You're on the Twitter and the Facebooky thing, I gather, as well as the internet.
Absolutely. You'll find us on glenisk.com, and we're also on Twitter and Facebook and a number of the social media platforms. And if you're not on any of those, pick up the phone. If you have a question, come down and visit us in our plant just outside Tullamore. We'd love to see you.
Are you trying to tell me if Mary McGinnity, she's my stereotypical mom, decides, feck it, Johnny, we're getting in the car with the kids, come on. And they go down and they knock on the door, Cleary's Farm, some of you go, how are you? Come on in.
We'd love to see Mary. A little bit of a heads up and a bit of notice might be nice, Peter. Just to make sure the cows are all looking good. But yeah, we're very into the idea of meeting customers. And actually, that was the reason that we were at Bloom this year. It's the reason we ran our pop-up store in Dublin. Because sometimes with food brands, there is a supermarket shelf between you and your customer. So any opportunity we get to see our customers face-to-face, to talk to them, and more importantly, to listen to them, we're always up for that.
There you go. Okay, so from myself, Katrina and Emma, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
An absolute pleasure for me too, Peter. Thank you.
I paid her a tenner to say that, just in case you're wondering. Brian, it's back to you in the studio. Cheers, my good man.
Another mouth-watering interview from Peter Donegan, speaking with Emma from Glenisk and also Sod Show's Katrina Redmond. This is the Sod Show, and they've been telling me for weeks to mention the website because it's coming along. It's got a whole new news section. So if you go to sodshow.com/news, it'll direct you straight into where all the non-radio show stuff goes. All that horticultural news that you've been missing out on during the week. And we've got lots of people writing for us, and you can get all the updates on things that are happening. Wildflower identification workshop with Zoe Devlin in July in Wexford. Find out about it. Sodshow.com/news. All the news that's approved from Sodshow HQ is there. It's 103.2. It's Dublin City FM, with thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie, and in the supermarket, drop them into your trolley. Check out some Glenisk stuff as well. Maybe drop that into your trolley too. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Between now and then, catch us on Twitter at Sodshow, on Facebook, The Sodshow, and the website, sodshow.com. Have a great weekend and a great week. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
I am the milkman of human kindness. I'll leave an extra pint.